gone by just like that. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1.
Sorry, I had to figure it out. I had to figure it out. What, Donna, you're going to sue me now? You're going to ask me to put the guitar away for the rest of the show? Yeah, you sound like my mom. I'm sorry, you didn't deserve much of that. And my mic was turned low, so it was probably only kind of coming across. Hey, everybody, good morning. I'm Steve Patterson, professional broadcaster for nigh a decade. I've worked in California, New Mexico, you've probably heard, and here, happy now to call Minnesota home for the last 6 years.
Did you take TV classes when you were in college?
I did, yeah, and I hosted Azusa Takeoff. That was fun. That
was like what was your major?
Communications with an emphasis in media studies. Oh. I emphasized media studies, but I was not a journalism major. Could you tell?
No, not at all.
Yeah, and then I did news for a little while. God love our news department. They really do news well. And when I was there, I think it was like a square peg, round hole sort of a situation. And then they asked me back a few years ago. I'm on a cruise with Twin Cities Live. And I get an email from my boss that's like, hey, we need to have a meeting once you get back. That's the last thing you want to see when you're on the high seas.
Oh,
and she said,
no.
I can't give you any details. I'm sorry, but it'll be with you, me, and the news director. And I was like, news director? And then I helped them out for a few weeks while they had some staffing turnover. And there I was. I said in the chat with them, you know, I've like taken my shirt off multiple times on the show. I've done a bunch of stupid things. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. Ask this guy what time it is. He'll give you the history of the clock.
Monday, you don't take my heart.
So, boy, news has really changed since I went to college.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it used to be TV news was you had to be objective.
Yes.
Now, everybody just, since cable news started, everyone's just throwing their opinions out there left and right.
Well, you have to be really careful. You have to understand, ask yourself the question, am I watching a news program or am I watching an opinion program?
Right.
Like, look at our local news. You'll be watching a news program. If you turn on Rachel Maddow or Sean Hannity, friends, you're not in the world of news anymore.
That's their job.
Yeah, you're neck deep in opinion.
No, but you can also tell which way that news stations lean. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Fox News, MSNBC.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Oh, well, yeah.
But even if you're just getting the information, you could tell.
I would feel better about it. Like, if those two stations that you just mentioned, Fox and MSNBC, I would feel so much more like I was being dealt with, honestly, if they just renamed their networks, the righties and the lefties.
Right.
And then I'd be like, look, now we know. Like, yes. Let's not do the veil of, like...
Newspapers do the same thing, though.
I know!
I just don't get it.
I don't watch either or read any of it because I find it so incredibly boring. I inform myself when it comes to voting, but I just, politics is so boring to me. That might sound so terrible.
No, I mean, everybody's got their, you know.
It doesn't interest me. So if I had to like be on a jury member for Mabry something, I would be perfect because I don't know.
Yeah. She's been living under a rock. Yeah. She has no previous context for these people. Oh. You know, it's funny. I really enjoy American history.
Yes.
I don't enjoy current American politics.
No
Does everybody
way.
Feel that way, though,
okay,
maybe?
Okay, good. I felt really kind
previous,
of
yeah.
there are bad people, about revealing that, but it's not fun.
I know people who are, like, politic junkies.
Oh, yeah. So many people nowadays, especially. But I guess I've never grown up, and I'm just like... Oh my gosh,
that's
that new video game's coming out. I can't wait.
Yeah, man.
That's
finished
so
second
fun.
In Fortnite last night, Don.
Oh, wow. Isn't there like gamer news today?
Oh, yeah.
There's like big news.
Big news.
What is it?
The PS5.
There it is.
Pre-sale happened, but it happened earlier in the week at a time when it wasn't supposed to.
They were supposed to send us an email that says it's going on sale. And get your checkbook ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
They just did it, and then it sold out.
Dude.
But, guys.
Then it went on sale again at Walmart, right?
So Target had them, and I got some inside information that there were 30,000 of them, and that you better get them now. And I was like, MC and I both got one.
No way.
But my plan, I was like, should I do it? Because I don't.
You're going to flip it and sell it.
I'm going to
As a matter of fact, coming up at 10:45 today, I have a really good tip that has to do with reselling stuff.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it, Steve, this could be good for your children.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong. I mean, if there's supply and demand, right?
It's what the American economy is based upon. Mm-hmm. Supply and demand, free markets, capitalism.
If there are enough available before Christmas, which they're projecting that there won't be, but if, let's just say there are, yep. My daughter's going to get a really great Christmas gift.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would be fun. That would be really cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what a journey, guys.
It's been an emotional ride.
It really has. We covered news. We covered your career.
We didn't plan to say either Maddow or Hannity on this show. We almost make a vow not to. But here we are 10 minutes in. I feel like I've been in a blender.
I just always get confused by news and objectivity. I don't get what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know when it happened either.
Duh.
I just turned on the news one day and it's like, what is this?
Yeah. Again, the lesson for all the kids out there was remember, sometimes you're watching news, most of the time you're watching opinions.
I can tell you actually when it happened because there was a great a podcast I listened to, or it was actually an audio book. It's called News is a Verb. And it was by the editor of the New York Post, the former editor of the New York Post, I believe, News the New York Post or the New York Times.
Okay.
And it talked about how during the Clinton scandal, that's when everything changed. Because there was so much news coming out so quickly and people, it was a personal issue. And there was such a demand for the information that people started giving their opinion. And I found it really fascinating. It's just about the change of newspapers and how we used to communicate in town squares and how much that's changed.
The town crier.
Yeah, it was like people used to gather and talk, and now we just read headlines.
Okay, News is a Verb podcast.
It's not, I don't know if it's a podcast. Yes, it was like an audio book.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
There's something much more interesting on our sheet here that I hope Steve will talk about, though.
I know. And Steve, you might have to save it for our next segment because it has to do with your little baby boo.
Boo, boo, bear. I tell you, it was a big night last night in the Patterson household. And then it ended up being a big morning as well. I didn't get what happened in the morning on video, but I did what happened last night. We'll tell you about it, plus some dumb things that you don't need to know and things that make you go, huh? That's coming up, by the way. Our Facebook question today, if you want to chime in, is what has your child done that made you proud? I'll be really interested to hear these answers because it's not just going to be early childhood baby milestones.
Right.
It's going to be grown children. What have they gone on to do? You know, what's your middle schooler done? So we'll hear from you. Chime in on our Facebook page. We're coming right back. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Good morning and welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Fun facts. Things that make you go. If you want to start with your baby.
Wherever you want me to start, I am a trained professional. Again, if you missed at the top of the show, I've been in the biz for a decade, gang. A decade.
I did not realize that.
Actually, year 11. It was September of 2009 that I got an email one morning from the president of Reels Channel that said, Steve, by means of an introduction, my name is Stan Hubbard. I am the president of Reels Channel. And then he went on to tell me that he had seen my tape. And then I went and I woke my wife up after having told her many close calls. Hey, I think this is going to work out. I won't have to work at my alma mater anymore. Hey, this is going to work out. None of them worked out. And then I said, honey, I think this is going to work out.
Wow. And she said, let's make love right now.
Let's create lots of babies. Oh, you're so attractive and professional. I forget how young you are because I've been in this business for going on 35 years. Isn't that crazy?
Wait.
What?
Like talkies?
Oh my gosh.
The original Nickelodeon? See, boys?
Anyway, what did your kid do?
last night. You know, it was a moment that I managed to capture on video. That doesn't always happen. But Dev took his first consecutive steps last night after 2 weeks of trying to cheer him on past one step. Because you don't consider that they know how to walk. If they just take one, you know, then you're just limping, really. You could just be dragging that thing for all we know.
You just had an itch on your leg and you lifted it up. Yeah.
But so there's this video, and I posted it on my Instagram at KSTPSteve. But what's unique about the video is that he gets like four steps in. It's not like he's like sauntering, like, I'm walking here. But he gets like four steps in. But really what's like mesmerizing about it is in between, he almost drops to the ground as if to give up five or six times.
Aww.
And he gets into the world's lowest squat and doesn't touch the ground.
Yes.
Like six times throughout the video. His knee, so I tell people, you can watch it two ways. It's either enjoying a baby taking his first steps, or just with jealousy and rage as you look at what your knees used to be like. You used to be able to do this, and now you can't. You squat down as low as he did, you're on the ground. But he went so low and then just kept popping back up and managed, we think, four steps yesterday, which was really big. And then this morning, he's getting pushed around on this little toy car thing, and then he started waving. And he's been slow to pick up the wave, and then he started waving. So we checked two boxes, bada bing, bada boom, on a Thursday into a Friday.
Oh, my gosh, it's so great. This is so adorable.
It was really, fun to watch
it. He's a really cute baby.
Oh, he's so cute.
I know. You know, I have to tell you, every one of my kids looks like my wife, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, your kids are so beautiful. Especially early, they really look like her. And so everyone's always like, wow, that's the most beautiful baby I've ever seen. Looks just like your wife. No one ever says, that's the most beautiful baby. He's got your nose. No one ever says that to me. But I have to tell you, of this baby, if I post a picture or a little video with him, so many people are saying that, like, this is the most beautiful baby, and I have kids. And I'm biased, right? I think all of my kids are beautiful. That's what parents do. But there's something about Dev where people, and here's the refrain I've heard the most, people saying, please keep posting these because the world is so sucky right now that we just need something cute and innocent and not anything else to just enjoy for, you know, a few seconds. So anyway, if you want to see the video, you can go and watch. And then the one that I posted yesterday, I didn't mean to just go on a Dev posting palooza, but I posted one a couple nights ago of just me asking how his nap went.
Oh, it's
and then
so
he
cute.
Hugged my face.
And I know, it was so sweet.
By the way, he hugs my face after he totally bumps into my nose. Like, oh my gosh, whoa. Like he walked into a wall. I know, his eyes and his eyelashes are just...
Those cute red cheeks after he wakes up from his nap. I mean, I feel like I have, like, grandma fever here, because, I mean, it's just like baby fever. Oh!
I know.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. So thanks for everybody being so sweet and kind and all that. Oh. Now, to the news.
Things that make you go,
The last time that state lines were moved happened as recently as 1961. There was a border shift, did we know this, between Minnesota and North Dakota?
I didn't. Maybe.
Finish it. Finish the sentence. You're doing good.
That's
I feel like I'm cheering Dev on. Keep going.
I had no idea.
Yes!
Me?
Yeah. Let me give you raspberry.
Oh, no.
Did not care for that part.
Okay, sorry. It's just kind of what you do. You know, the baby does that. You kiss the belly.
But this is a grown woman.
Come here. I'm going to give you a raspberry.
Ew.
So here's what that means. In 1961, if you were standing right on the border of Minnesota and North Dakota, you thought you were in North Dakota or you thought you were in Minnesota, and you were wrong. Sean Connery, still living, had a chance to play Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, but he turned it down because he didn't really understand the script.
He probably would have been really good. Who does play Gandalf?
You know, Ian McKellen.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
So what did that amount to? Well, he turned the deal down. He had even been offered a piece of the back end of the movies, meaning that deal would have now been worth at least...
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
$450 million.
For sure.
For Sean Connery.
Wow.
That he was like, no, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
How old do you think he is?
I'm going to say 88.
You're close. 90.
Oh, is he really?
He's 90.
Oh, no. Gosh. Unbelievable. Actors' abilities to stay in good shape is really something. Now, mentally? Granted, we haven't seen him recently. But yes, they're like just so, they're with it and they're doing things and they're acting and they're staying in trailers all day when they're acting. You know, it's a grind to act to some extent.
Well, it keeps your memory, too.
I think it's memorizing the lines and doing the work. Because Morgan Freeman last night on the Fast Times at Ridgemont High live read was amazing. And he's in his 80s, isn't he?
Yeah. I'm so impressed. Probably. Or 80.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that. But by the way, let's talk about that when we come back. Because everyone's oohing and eyeing over Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. I'll tell you, Dawn and I agree on who the real star of this table reading
Morgan
was.
Morgan Freeman, 83.
Oh, yeah, good call. All right, we'll be right back on My Talk 107.1. A little flashback Friday with some old Taylor Swift for you on My Talk 107.1. Isn't that funny that's a flashback? Feels like funny. It was just yesterday.
I know.
How does this happen?
I know. Time can't be slowed. Savored.
Look, your baby's already walking, Steve.
I know. I didn't
Next
want
thing
to tell
you know,
you
he's in college.
He's vaping. He's got his bubble pipe already.
Oh, my gosh.
And bubble pipe.
Alexis's baby took a selfie.
Oh, really?
Really? I don't think she'd mind if I'd send it to the both of you. She wasn't going to post it online. Aww. But you won't believe how good it is.
Did he do it on purpose?
Well, I don't know. It's amazing.
I love it. Steve, you missed a really fun table read, which... people are speculating was not live, by the way. It was on Facebook Live.
I don't think it was either.
It wasn't.
Because it was so perfect. And there were moments where, like, Matthew McConaughey was just sitting and now he's standing within 1 second. Like, it would go back and forth. And I don't know. There were just little things like that where I'm like, but that's okay.
That's okay.
It's fine. Still fun, yeah. They said it was unrehearsed.
Right. I believe that.
I do too.
They went back with the cameras and
cleaned it up a little.
Yeah. So, and you would get a reaction shot of Sean Penn when Shia LaBeouf was doing his old Spicoli. So Shia LaBeouf, we both agree, the star of this whole thing.
Oh, my
God. He was so good, Steve. He was
Shia.
So good. Shia. Yes. Crushing and if you saw this on Fast Times at Ridgemont High Facebook table read, and tell us what you think. 651-641-1071. It wasn't even an hour long.
Yeah, it was really good. I was just going to watch for like 15 minutes. You can, but I watched the whole thing, like you said, a little bit less than an hour. And it was just Shia LaBeouf from the beginning. First of all, he did it.
he committed.
He did this from his car in his garage. Everyone else was like in their home. They had a ring light, you know, all that stuff. Because Shia did it, and he had memorized what looked like most of it.
Yeah.
He was smoking the whole time because he's Spicoli. He actually looked high.
He looked so high.
He would actually like when it said he'd leave the room, he would like leave the shot and walk away. And then you could hear him still going. I mean, everyone was so tickled by his performance, the rest of the people in the cast.
Because
just watch it for him alone and you will just die.
It was, I mean, I loved seeing Sean Penn, who these days comes across as crabby McCrabberson.
Right.
He was just delighted by Shia's performance. Brad Pitt, like some people had props. So Brad had he worked at a fast food joint, so he had to wear, you know, a fast food hat.
Sure.
which looks kind of like a sailor's hat.
Yeah.
Sort of. It was just so fun. And then everybody's talking about how Brad Pitt was playing Judge Reinhold's character.
Right.
And then Jennifer Aniston was playing Phoebe Cates' character.
Mm-hmm.
So Brad's character name is Brad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
There's a scene in a bathroom where he's watching her at the pool, and then he starts imagining like that she's topless, and then you can imagine what happened after that.
He starts playing solitaire.
And then he gets
solitaire. I've never heard that.
And he gets busted. So the two of them, you know, she had to say, oh, Brad, you know, I always thought you were so sexy or something to that effect.
Yeah, it was the fantasy sequence. Geez. And so they had to do this romantic scene. Yes.
It was just so fun. Oh, and it was so dirty, too, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there is.
Well, I'm reading that Morgan Freeman, even at one point as he's reading,
he did
had to say, so, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, like, he was like, oh, God.
Yeah, the things that Morgan Freeman had to say in his voice. And then they would just like the people laughing, like Jimmy Kimmel could not stop laughing at Morgan Freeman saying all this dirty stuff. It's really fun. And you can actually go watch it now if you go to CORE on Facebook. That's Sean Penn's charity.
Yeah, I made a donation.
I tried to, but then the broadcast started and it was like I wanted to see it, and so I clicked out of the screen, but I do plan to donate
just a little bit. That's all I did, and I started to feel guilty that I was watching it, and they're all committing and they're doing this for charity, and I'm like, but it was quite enjoyable. I almost felt like I was watching something I wasn't supposed to be.
Voyeuristic.
Yes, like a rehearsal. And have we ever seen Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts?
No.
I hear there's a petition now. People want to see them in a movie together.
They were so cute together. They were really good.
Gosh, Julia Roberts just has a light about her that
smile.
She just has it. And she's just, she does such a great job because she had to do this flirty role of a 15-year-old.
Oh, God.
And it was just so, there were moments where we're like, oh, because it's sexual content.
It's a coming of age thing. So, of course, the hormones are crazy.
Yeah. And in back of the day, they did say, Dane Cook said, this was written at a time that was a different from now.
Yes.
And we're very politically correct. Yes. So, you know, they mentioned sex stuff and it's teenagers. So,
did Dane Cook get some surgery?
Oh, he looks weird, right?
Yeah. He's looked weird for a long time. Yeah, he did. And people really criticize him for that. I feel bad because he kind of messed up his face.
He was a cute guy.
He was really cute.
It looks like he filled his face out, like fillers.
That could be because Keith Urban kind of has the same thing going on. It's like, dudes, just
I think that he grow, had a man. Major eye lift.
Oh,
yeah, there was an eye lift.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Those eye lifts sound good on paper, but then you see them,
and you can't go back.
No, remember Kenny Rogers had an eye. He just changed his whole how we know him.
Yeah. And you just don't know what you're going to look like. I'm sure he regrets it because he looks dramatically different.
Yes, he does. Yeah. This is my first time seeing him in a while.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of shocking if you haven't seen it in a while.
He actually kind of looks like Kevin Federline in this one picture that I'm seeing where he has a crew cut.
Oh, really?
A lot to take in
interesting.
Here.
I wonder what all their relationships are. Like, how did Dane Cook get this gig?
Right. Yeah, I did too. I thought, oh gosh, Ray Liotta doesn't look like he's having a good time.
He never does.
But that role he was playing is also Mr. Hands. Serious.
Yeah, the teacher.
Wow. He said, I'm Ray. But and also I noticed what they did. They didn't go through the whole movie. They just took their favorite scenes.
Because people's attention spans. I mean, we're not going to sit through all of that. But it was about an hour, and I was like, oh, I'm going to continue. I can't stop watching this.
I know, me too. And it was, I think they had 40,000 people, something like that, watching, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So, if you get a chance, watch Shia. I mean, he had a cutoff or a tank top on.
Oh, my
God. Sitting in the truck.
You've got to see it, Steve.
His performance is so good.
When he had to exhale, he blew smoke out. He starts laughing, I think, at one point in the truck, and people were commenting, my love for Shia LaBeouf is increasing by the minute.
His commitment. I mean, this guy really committed to doing this role.
Yeah.
It was actually really fascinating to see him. And I could tell
he's a great actor.
The other actors were just in awe of him. You know?
I know. They were loving it.
Yeah.
It was really, really cute. So if you get a chance, watch it. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You could find it on Facebook. Look for CORE. That is their Facebook page. Oh, man. Love it. Something cute that I saw. Joan Collins, how old must she be?
Looking it up.
She's got to be in her 80s.
Oh, she has to be, yeah.
She posted some bloopers from Dynasty, which was kind of fun to watch.
87.
She's 87?
Wow. Joan Collins, 87.
Damn. She was so beautiful in her day. Can we play a little bit? You'll get a feel for it, and I'll link this up at mytalk1071.com.
Oh, Blake, no! Oh!
She fell.
To continue with this, I'm going to seriously veto all of those things with what's-his-name.
Arch, it's a large tract of land near Ramsden, and it's not oil.
What is it?
Natural gas.
That's her.
As far as I'm concerned, I have. I changed my mind, Dix.
Can I get that for you?
Ben, just stay out of my...
Oh, that was...
That again. And I'm sorry that I lied to you.
Lexus strikes again.
Who, me?
So it's funny, her like dress completely ripped.
Oh no.
As she was like getting up from a chair, or she stepped on it or something, her gown.
Oh, how cute.
It's super cute.
Yeah, it is.
I love that they post stuff like that.
That's neat. Bloopers. Nothing better than bloopers.
I can get in a YouTube vortex of watching news bloopers.
I can too.
It's so fun.
It's best.
Great.
Do you guys have one, Steve?
We've been included, and people will send me a note like, hey, you guys are at 4 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yeah.
There was one time Joy Summers, a popular one, is Joy Summers was on. She was talking about a pastrami sandwich that she really liked. And she said, it's good because, you know, when you get that chin spank, because what? The pastrami, like when it hangs off of the sandwich and like when you eat it, it smacks you in the chin. And immediately it was bad. There was another time that a guy brought a mushroom contest, and they revealed the trophy live on the air to us. And our producer said, you're not going to want to see it until we'll bring it out live. And I was like, okay, great.
No, it was so phallic. Wait.
It was extremely, extremely phallic.
Oh, and my gosh.
So then there's 40 seconds of us trying to be professional and, you know.
Oh, my God, that is so fun.
Saying, I guess, you know, you get that trophy if you're the wiener.
That's
better
awesome.
In the moment. Better in the moment.
I have a mushroom tip for people coming up.
Let's rephrase it. You could do better than that. Don't say that. What you
can.
Said. I have a mushroom tip for people coming up. Someone out there is like, I always had a suspicion. Okay, let's be done. This is not good for any of us.
No, it's a good tip.
That's what we all say.
It has to do with snacks. I'll tell you about it coming
up
at 10:45.
Stop,
okay, I'm going to go. Right.
We're going to do if you see something, say something after the break. How about we do that?
Okay. There's a new TikTok trend. It is not good.
This is terrible.
It's so bad. Yes, we'll tell you what it is and why it's bad coming up next on My Talk. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. And thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Let's talk TikTok.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Current time in London, 3:46 p.m.
Good to know.
Oh.
Shout out to our friends in London. We have any friends in London?
I don't think we're
don't
big
think
there.
We do. Okay. Good to know. TikTok has a new trend, and it involves your teeth.
Oh, great. I think this is going to be fun.
It involves filing your teeth.
What?
Yeah.
Does it make them whiter?
No. It makes them shaped differently.
No.
People are kind of using it. Go ahead, Donna.
Well, I don't understand what they're using it just to make their teeth nicer, but they don't know what they're doing the problem.
I've had this done professionally.
So have I.
But it
doesn't feel too good.
A dentist did it, and it's not with just a normal nail file. They're reshaping their teeth. Like my two front teeth were a little bit longer than the others, so they were a little bit like a bunny. And so I had them shaped to be more, you know, aligned with the rest of my teeth.
This trend has got to stop.
I'm looking at a video of a girl going to do it. Wow, what are you just going to do? You're just going to...
Are we going to play this? Because...
Do you want to?
There's an orthodontist who explains why you shouldn't do this.
Yeah, let's play that
instead of the sound.
Hello, doctor.
This is actually something we do. It's called enamelplasty, okay? And us as dentists and orthodontists, we do this with a lot of people, okay? But you need to know specifics before you can do stuff like this. Can't do this by yourself with a nail. It looks like she has a nail file she's using to do it. Everybody has a set amount of enamel, okay? And that set amount of enamel, once you go through it, you hit your nerve and blood and pain and nastiness. It's just terrible. You don't want that.
Yeah. Whoa.
Or is he just trying to get their business? I don't know.
No, that could be too. Why? What is this headline from just an hour ago? U.S. will ban WeChat and TikTok downloads on Sunday. What is that all about?
But I thought they were trying to ban TikTok.
That was a while back, though, and then they said Oracle and Walmart came in, and the president said that whoever took over in the United States needed to be a majority shareholder, needed to have controlling power. And so Oracle and Walmart were then set to control 60% of the company. That was what I read this morning in my newsletter, but I don't know. Stuff changes,
I guess. This just came out an hour ago. It said users who have already downloaded the apps can continue to use the software, but the restrictions mean updated versions of the apps cannot be downloaded.
Maybe I wonder if this will happen. I wonder if maybe they're just trying to speed the deal.
What is WeChat?
I don't know.
It's like another chatty
place. I can't keep it. What happened to Snapchat? Are people still snapping?
I think some people are still snapping.
It seems the only people, when I hear about Snapchat, it's because some teacher is going to jail for having some affair with a student, and they found on their Snapchat dirty pictures.
Oh my God.
It's like the only time. I'm like, why would you ever? I'm just telling the story. It's not mine. It's true, though. I'm like, oh my
messenger.
God. Every single time it's like a female teacher with a student, and they're like, oh, and then they found on the Snapchat dirty pictures that she sent them. And I'm like, why would you have that? If you're going to do stuff like that, which obviously is terrible, why would you have evidence on your phone?
Agreed.
How dumb.
Yeah.
The dumbest. So dumb. Anyway, I have another thing that I saw.
What'd you see?
Steve Harvey is coming to the defense of Ellen DeGeneres.
Harvey?
Here's what he says. He did an interview with People, the TV show.
Yeah, which Jeremy Parsons is on.
There you go. Maybe we should get him on the horn.
I'd like that.
He says that Ellen is one of the coolest and kindest people I've ever met in this business. The person I know that I've known for a number of years that I saw back in the comedy club days when we used to split time with the same management. He said, all of this, what's happening now, Ellen the person is probably one of the coolest and kindest people that I've met. We all know what happened with Ellen. She'll be probably addressing that in just a few days.
Monday.
Oh, good to know.
September 21st, they're coming back. So Monday is when she'll address, you know, some of the backstage allegations regarding misconduct, sexual misconduct, but also not with her, but with members of her staff.
Right.
Allegedly. But in addition to that, just she'll have to, I hope that she will, address the rumors of her being mean off camera. It's essentially what people were alleging.
Well, this is what Steve Harvey says. He said, look, I'm a multi-layered person. I try to be the best person I can be, and I try to learn from my mistakes. I'm hearing that some people felt I wasn't kind, or I was too short with them, or too impatient. And when I hear that, I apologize to anybody if I've hurt their feelings in any way. He said he also doesn't have control. He doesn't know what everybody on his staff is doing.
Right.
But if your name's on the show, you got to take the hit. So he says that he's been in touch with Ellen and he's encouraged her to keep her head up. He said, my first advice was, you know, she's got enough money to walk away, but we're in this whole cancel culture right now and everybody wants to see people fall down. And he said, people used to cheer for others. Now it's important to ruin everybody's career and get rid of somebody. And he's just not down with that. He thinks she's going to be fine. He's absolutely certain that she's going to, you know, bounce back from
Well, listen, and I think that's great. And let me say, regarding what he has to say about cancel culture, I couldn't agree more. I think that cancel culture is a perfect example of being a reductionist, which is just when you find that there's someone, let's say someone disagrees with you about something, then you just take that person and you reduce them to that opinion that they have that is not yours, and then it colors in the rest of them. So then you think they don't like me, they hate me, or I hate them, whatever it is. It is so counterproductive, and cancel culture stems out of that. It's that same kind of thing. I've said it once, I'm going to say it again. Anytime cancel culture comes up, it is such a crock. And it is so much more valuable to have a transformed, changed mm-hmm. heart than a muted person. So every time that you come in contact with someone online that you see, and then you just say the lazy thing that is, that person just needs to go away, unless you mean get some therapy and do some deep thinking and then come back, maybe restored, yeah. and then that's garbage. Cancel culture is absolute garbage, because all of us could be canceled. If you just found someone who you crossed someone at one point and you weren't nice to them, or you said this to this person,
we're fallible. We're humans.
Every single one of us is. And we are all living out a life that there has been some sort of restoration at some point along the way. Now, to be fair, what you want is someone to own their mistakes. So the fact that Ellen's going to talk about it on Monday, that's a critical part of the process, is you need someone to, when they are at fault, they need to repent. They need to own that and say, hey, this is on me, and then seek forgiveness. But we can't just do this thing of like, shut them up, cancel them, take them off TV. Right, let's never hear from them again. Because then it's like a weird way of trying to control the narrative out there, which is, this is what you want the sounds and sights to be like in the world of social media, the internet, television, movies, etc. When we're all broken people living in a broken world, and we need to give each other the opportunity to make wrongs right. Don't cancel them. Allow them to become a better person.
5 out of 5 Garys.
That was a pre-recording. I just got back. What did I miss? It was like the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, when you are done with your broadcast career, you definitely should be a motivational speaker or a life coach. I see that in your future.
I'm much better at coaching other people than I am at myself.
We all are.
Me too.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Here's absolutely what you need to do.
Right. Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay, Mom.
Right?
I get it, guys.
My mom used to say that.
It's a new Music Friday, and I'm always excited. Donna always manages to find some really cool things, and I want to hear a new song from Sam Smith, and I hope it's upbeat.
It's upbeat, Steve.
Yes!
We got that. We have a previously unreleased Prince song. We got that, and we've got a Panera ad from Michael Bolton all coming up.